Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Great and mighty God, our loving Heavenly Father, we praise you that Christ is risen from the dead and that he has ascended above all authorities to rule at your right hand. We come now with confidence before the throne of grace, because his powerful rule, his peaceful rule, has now begun. We thank you that he will reign till you have put all things under his feet. In him you've dethroned the powers that would seek to destroy us. You've robbed them of their ultimate power to do us harm. The power of sin has been broken through the cross, and we can be set free to serve you in newness of life. Help us to realize this truth, to live in the freedom that you've won for us, the freedom to serve you by the Holy Spirit. We thank you that the sting of death has been drawn in his resurrection. Help us not to be afraid of death, but to live in the hope of Christ's promise that because he lives, we shall live also. By your cross and resurrection, you've won the victory over all the powers of this world, seen and unseen, those at work in the structures of an unjust and unloving world, and those at work in the secret of people's hearts. For in Christ you not only promise new life and freedom, through him you grant complete forgiveness and the gift of your Holy Spirit in us to remake, to rebuild us personally and together to be a community who live out the truth of his victory. We ask that you would unmask all false claims and any idols that would draw our hearts and minds away. We ask that he alone would be the Lord of our lives. And if there's any part of our lives where we know that we've given way to evil, we confess it now in the quietness. Bring us the assurance of your forgiveness in Christ. And by your Holy Spirit, give us freedom to love with his love and to treat our neighbors with his compassion. Accept the offering of our lives, that we may obey your commands to serve. In the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we just take a moment to pray for our brother. The ambulance should be coming soon. And we pray that he would have a good recovery. And that you would still all our hearts, particularly the hearts of those close to him. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.